Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Adam, man, happy to have you pop on with us today.
Great to be with you, bud. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. Let's start with this. What's changed in New England? Is it improved quarterback play? Is it improved coaching? I mean, this was a mediocre football team last year, and now you could argue that they're maybe the best team in the National Football League. It feels like a lot has changed over the last year. What is that?
My answer is yes. Right? I mean, basically everything has changed. Obviously, you bring in Mike Vrabel to just completely transform the culture. You know, a leader, a proven winner as an NFL head coach. I know he hasn't won a Super Bowl. Obviously, he did as a player multiple times, but in Tennessee, took that team to the playoffs, went to an AFC title game, was a coach of the year. All of these things had a, generally speaking, especially when you consider what he had to work with, a strong tenure. He's a culture setter, a established leader of men, which, you know, this team desperately needed. You know, Gerard Mayo, another previous Patriot and on the coaching staff for a while previously, you know, a lot of people thought he was going to be this heir apparent to Bill Belichick for the long term. It was very obvious last year that he was in way over his head. He wasn't ready. He wasn't equipped to be a head coach. And so credit to Robert Kraft and ownership for eating that lengthy contract and all of the money and making the swift move when Vrabel was available. I'm not at all surprised that Vrabel probably had that Patriots job circled. You know, I think that's maybe at least a part of why he sat out of the game for a year. I mean, not entirely. He was a consultant in Cleveland, but, you know, didn't accept any head coaching offers elsewhere or chase them down is maybe a better way of put it, because obviously he wasn't offered anything formally. But I think this is where he wanted to be as much as the Patriots wanted to bring him home. And then from there, filling out the coaching staff, obviously Josh McDaniels came back. This team, really since McDaniels, has not had a viable offensive coordinator, and they've gone through many from the end of the Belichick tenure to obviously last year what happened under Mayo, and it was a carousel, not only of OCs but of quarterbacks, and from Cam Newton and Bailey Zappi and obviously Mac Jones and, you know, briefly Jacoby Brissett and all of these guys. Drake May, they found their guy, and they felt that last year seeing signs of what he was capable of doing. You pair him with a Josh McDaniels, who many, including obviously Tom Brady, have spoken extensively about, you know, it helps unlock a number of different things within his game. He has shown to be, I mean, statistically, and I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL, all right? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But statistically, he is doing some things this year in his second year, his first full year starting, that no quarterback in NFL history has ever done. It's been remarkably impressive. And the deep ball, obviously, all the things to the eye and late game comebacks and just the performance. People can point to, obviously, an easy schedule, and they would be right to do so. It's not been a hard schedule for New England. But even still, I think, Carrington, you know this. I think most people know this. Even the most ardent of Patriots fans wouldn't have had this team above 10 wins coming into the year, probably mostly around 7 or 8 wins. Vegas had the total, I think, at 8.5. For them to be sitting 11-2, an opportunity this weekend against the Bills to clinch the AFC East, to bring that back to New England, to be in position for a first-round playoff bye, it's beyond everybody's wildest dreams. And the coach-QB tandem is a gigantic part of it.
Right now, we're talking to Adam Kaufman, who covers the New England Patriots. They got a very important home game this weekend against the Buffalo Bills. Adam, I want you to fill in this sentence. Drake May is a top blank quarterback in the National Football League.
Comfortably, I'm going to say 10, absolutely. And then I think he's got a chance to be 5, you know, if we're not ranking guys based on their careers and we're just looking singularly at the year 2025, you know, if we're doing that, you're putting him over some of the great ones, right? You're putting him over Mahomes, you're putting him over Lamar, you're putting him over Burrow, obviously, you're putting him over a bunch that, you know, if you're ranking the quarterbacks and saying all things being equal and everybody's healthy and all of that, you wouldn't necessarily do. But I think it speaks to what this guy is capable of doing in the NFL and what he could do, you know, in a perfect world for Patriots fans over the course of the next 10, 15 years. But it's not fluky that this guy is sitting in, you know, second on the board right now in the MVP odds, you know, and I think has a very real chance to win it. Over the last few weeks, he and Matthew Stafford, you know, depending on who performs better week to week, have basically been just jockeying back and forth. If May goes out, even independent of what Stafford does for the Rams this weekend, I think they'll probably win too. But if May goes out, beats the Bills, clinches the divisions, you're going to see those odds flip again. He's going to go from plus 200 to a favorite, a slight favorite. But, you know, this thing's going to come down to the wire. And there are other, you know, very impressive QBs, obviously, that are in that conversation. But I just don't think anyone can argue against what May has been doing this year to really rank him among the top.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Up in the league right this moment.
How real is this, do you think it is, with New England? I ask that question because I've kind of joked around. Everybody can tell me who they don't like in the AFC. Nobody tells me who they do like. Like, we find reasons to not like any team in the AFC. Well, somebody has to win the AFC. Somebody has to play the Rams or the Packers in the Super Bowl. So why not New England? I like New England because I think they do a lot of the things you need to do to win playoff games. Good quarterback, good coach. They run the football effectively. Really good defense. Now, the inexperience from their quarterback in those postseason moments is a negative, but every team in the AFC has a negative.
Yeah, I think what you look at, and you know, when you're trying to figure out, okay, if not them, who? Because I agree with you. There's no juggernaut in the NFL, period, this year. I think this is the, you know, most parity we've seen in the league in, boy, as long as I can remember, honestly. And you'd be right to rank the Rams at number one, but I don't think it's by a wide, wide margin, honestly. And the AFC is completely open, especially if we're talking about a field that doesn't have Mahomes, doesn't have Burrow, doesn't have Lamar, if that all shakes out. You know, I mean, that's why everyone is pointing, and I'm sure you've talked about this, at Josh Allen and saying, you know, if not now, when? Like, this is his time. But you look at that AFC, and to me, it's balance. It's complementary football. And there's no one else in the conference that you can say, okay, this is a top seven team offensively and defensively in the entire NFL. The Patriots fit that category. I think maybe the Seahawks fit that category, but obviously that's the other conference. In the AFC, there's nobody else. I mean, the Patriots, and again, people will point to the schedule, and I get it, but the Patriots, this is a team that ranks top 10 in points per game, total offense, second in passing offense, not a very good rushing offense, fifth in opponents' points per game, seventh in total defense, third in rushing defense. You know, it just has so many strengths on both sides of the ball, and it's doing it, admittedly, you know, really without household names. Now, Drake May is maybe becoming that guy, but there's no bona fide number one receiver in that group like Stephon Diggs used to be, certainly not in his time in New England. He's had some isolated weeks where he's been that guy, but he's also had some weeks where he's had, you know, a catch for 13 yards, and it's Kayshon Boutte, or it's Mac Hollins, or it's Pop Douglas, or it's Hunter Henry, or it's Kyle Williams. You know, it's kind of that, it's honestly similar to kind of what's going on in Buffalo or what's going on in Green Bay, where there isn't that clear number one guy for the QB, and it's the whole favorite receivers, the open receiver kind of mentality. Guys, just you don't know, especially from like a prop betting standpoint, you have no idea week to week who that guy is going to be. It's a very versatile offense that has performed the sum of its parts a lot better than any individual's look on paper. And I think the defense, you could say a lot of the same things. You got an all-pro corner, Christian Gonzalez, but after that, you got some guys that have decent contracts, especially along the defensive line, but you don't have any superstars by any stretch. They're just finding a way to do it collectively. And I think that's really what you point to. You know, the Patriots have, you know, they've beaten up the bad teams, that, you know, winning by margin, winning by double figures. They have survived some of the good ones. Their only real solid test this year, Buffalo in prime time, won that one to walk off by three. The Bucks, back when we thought Tampa Bay was good, won that one in their house. But there aren't too many winning teams, admittedly, on that schedule. So that's why, as great as this run has been for Patriots fans, it's still an element of wait and see what this looks like in the playoffs when you face legitimate competition that is either on your level or even maybe better.
That is Adam Kaufman joining us on the show. He is with Nesson, who covers the New England Patriots. I got a big game this weekend at home against the Buffalo Bills. Adam, great stuff, man. We'll catch up with you down the line.
All right, look forward to it, but hopefully not in the playoffs.
That is our guy, Adam Kaufman, joining us on the show today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.